Friday the 15th, maybe? Sunlight comes in and the interior light goes down. How do you stay there, pal? So, I was listening to this report on the news today. I find this interesting because of its the magnitude of it. So the auto industry is collapsing. It has been collapsing. And it's just been a matter of time before one of the big automakers said, well, we're out. Can't do it anymore. We're fucking folding up. And there was this dude that had a dealership in Ohio on this news report on NPR this morning. And he was one of the dealerships that didn't get it closed down. And he was talking to his staff and they were all happy about it. And I was just thinking about you, about how fucked up that would be, that, you know, the industry that you chose in your life as one of the more stable industries to make some cash and that you thought would be around is starting to fucking fold up. But, you know, that just shows change. Shows all the changes that are possible. And it makes me think about how young we are as a democracy and a capitalistic society, that there's going to be waves of industries that are going to make sense and that are going to provide opportunities. I mean, you spent your whole life selling cars and raising us on that. And there were lean months, and then there were months that were good. And it was a give and take, and it, God, when I see the stories and I hear the ways that all of these dealerships are going back and forth and having it flowing, is no surprise to me at all. Maybe that's why I picked technology as a field that I wanted to get into. Something that made sense, because I knew it would be here. Hopefully. I'm not even gonna say hopefully. I'm sure throughout the entirety of my life, not only will it be here, but the reliance and the relevance of that is only going to increase and get more important and stronger as I get older, you know. And I don't know, I think it's one of those things that I think is a profession and is a love. When you get older, it's like, do you love it? Is that what you love doing? Is that something that you're into? And it's like, I think about that and it's like, yeah, I love it. I dig it. I dig the shit out of it. And it's something that I do in my personal time all the time. So it's like, do you love what you do? Yeah, absolutely fucking love what I do. And it's like with you, I wonder, did you love cars that much and the whole thrill of it? I think you did. But anyway, I just found that as a rather illuminatingly odd yet sad way to wake up to hear that report about these dealerships closing down, because I know how important that was to you. And now there's just certain things fucking happen now that I'd be real interested in seeing what your take is on it, because it could be one of those things where it's like it was an inevitable, you know. The industry got too big, there was too much fucking going on, and they need to thin back, you know. Even based on the way that these cars are powered, the fuels that are used to power them, it's like it was going to come to an end. Fossil fuels had only so long before they were going to alter the way that we would purchase cars and that we would drive them and that we would operate with them, you know. I mean, we got to look at different ways, alternative fuel methods, to keep this shit going, because we're running low on fucking fuel. It's an expensive fucking, you know, unpredictable medium to get involved with. So at any rate, let's see what else is going on. I think we're gonna have they're gonna have a citywide garage sale tomorrow, and we're gonna fucking be a part of it. We're gonna have an art sale, and we're gonna do shit like that, so it should be fun. Take the kid Zen to a ball game on Saturday. See the Royals. The Royals are in fucking first place, if you can believe that shit, you know? First place. Weird. Just doesn't even seem right. But it's cool. Other than that, my head's floating in the clouds this morning. Yeah. wrap my head around. There was one other thing real quick. Kara's cousin Casey came over the other day and had a new kid. He married he's getting ready to marry a gal that when they met, she was already pregnant, and he fell in love, and now they have a kid, and I think she knows who the father is, but anyways, it's one of those situations, and they came over the other night, just talking to new parents, man. It's like, I take myself back to thinking the way I was when I was a young parent. Not only just going into something that I had no idea about, but going into something that was extra, I didn't know anything fucking about, Miles. And it's interesting. Interesting to see those little blobby kids with their, you know, their little fucking kid things with no teeth and little weight, shitting in their pants on your hand and all that shit. It's fun. It's funny how fast life goes by, because whenever Miles was a kid or a little baby, you know, people would pick him up and I'd be asking questions about that time in their lives. And yeah, you know, these are parents that had a couple kids or whatever and their kids were growing. They were like, I don't fucking remember what that was all about. It's like, can't you remember that shit? Is it that far away? Is it that out of your memory? And it is. It's like fucking shit happened so fast you forget when there were little blobs, you know? It's true. It was like, I think you said after Miles was born, I think you said to me, you know, really, really savor this. These are the times. They'll be gone. And it's true. It goes by real fucking fast. If you blink, fucking miss that shit, you know?